I used to take out my maximum allocation of books. I sometimes used to get through them by about halfway through the week, so that there was always that slight anxiety that you wouldn't have any of the pleasure stored up for later on. But also, as Shireen said, it also encouraged you to reread books, which was actually an excellent lesson to learn. And then I would take them back here and take out a new batch, always with the same level of excitement. Now, it's very easy to get high-minded about your literary tastes as a child, but I read absolutely everything. For instance, one of my great passions at the time was cricket. So I certainly borrowed about every book on cricket that these shelves at that time would possess, as well as a huge variety of fiction and non-fiction. Obviously, this is a commonplace anecdote for anyone who's been brought up using public libraries. But what I want to emphasise is how important it was that it was really somewhere that I could walk to in a few minutes. It wasn't a big, shiny, smart civic centre. It was somewhere round the corner that I could go to and then return home within a short trip on a Saturday morning or at other times during school holidays. It was absolutely crucial that it was a neighbourhood resource. And okay, maybe the stock holdings then and now would not have been quite equivalent to the range that one could find in larger libraries, but simply to have it on the doorstep was the essential step in awakening curiosity and developing interest, which is why I think it's such a false and misleading argument to say that shutting down local libraries doesn't matter if some great shiny glass palace opens 5 miles away. It does matter, and it matters above all to those people who are perhaps a bit less motivated than I was, who will go in and discover a library if it is somewhere that they pass automatically on their way to the shops, but who won't necessarily take a special trip, and sometimes quite an expensive trip, over to the other side of a borough where there might, yes indeed, be a very well stocked but comparatively inaccessible building. So, however modest the stock, and I can actually remember the stock in this building being